This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. The pandemic is now exerting maximum pressure on hospitals nationwide as new case numbers continue to surge. Muncie's IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital is full, but coping, according to the hospital's leadership. Yesterday at this time, Dr. Jeffrey Bird, who's the president of IU Health's East Central Region, including Ball Memorial, said his facility is licensed for 386 beds. However, the hospital normally has 241 beds in operation. And on most days, all of those beds are occupied. The number, he said, remains fairly steady as 50 to 60 patients are released each day and 50 to 60 new patients are admitted each day. Today, in the second part of our two-part interview with Dr. Bird, he tells us about how the hospital places and serves its COVID-19 patients, how there is light at the end of the pandemic tunnel, albeit at a distance away, and what we all can do to take care of ourselves, each other, and our hospitals. Dr. Bird, how have you and your staff sorted out the COVID patients in the hospital? Where are they being treated?
We actually have six different units where, generally speaking, our COVID patients go. Both of our intensive care units, which are 36 beds total, both of our intermediate care areas, which are 36 beds total, and then two of our other units that each have 25 beds. So we're well over a capacity just in our normal day-to-day function to be able to care for over 100 COVID patients should the need arise. And we have contingency plans to be able to even expand beyond that if it were necessary and we had the demand.
So those intensive care units, the cardiac intensive care unit and the general medical intensive care unit, if you will, both of those are full?
Yeah, they're most every day at some point they've been full. And again, same thing happens. You could do a very complicated surgery on a patient, for instance, that is going to need to go to the ICU. So we've got people constantly looking at our bed control. Many times we save a bed for that patient that we know is coming. And early on, we were very concerned that, you know, one of the big things back in March was, are we going to have enough ventilators, enough breathing machines for the anticipation of the number of COVID patients that we're going to need them? And indeed, what we found out, the way that we're treating COVID patients is it's a very much smaller number of people that actually use mechanical ventilation. We have had around 10 or so, 8 to 10 COVID patients who have needed to be on the breathing machine, but some of them are still so sick, they still need to be in the intensive care units. So we, again, been able to manage on a day-to-day basis the people that need intensive care, whether they be COVID or whether they be needing those levels of care for some other illness.
I've heard from some first responders that the emergency department, or the ER as most of us call it, has been jammed at times, and that is nothing unique to Ball Memorial. It's the case in numerous cities, as we know. Is that still the case here today? Because you have the regular emergency cases and people coming to the ER because they have no family doctor, and you have COVID cases superimposed on all of that. So how is the ER coping?
To give you perspective, the number of patients who come to our ED on a weekly basis can vary by 40 or 50 in one day. So we have a budget and a staffing for a typical day, and a typical day in our emergency department is 155 to 160 patients. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've had a day where we saw 200, and we've also had a day where we only saw 120. So that tends to balance out over time. The challenge for us is because of the COVID pandemic, all of those people who come in with a respiratory complaint, there's hardly a symptom that might not be a symptom that could be indicative of COVID. So the time constraints for our ED team have been magnified dramatically because many, many people who come in to be seen in our ED who get triaged have a symptom that would say, we need to treat you like a COVID patient until we prove you're not. And that just takes up extra time for the staff, extra personal protective equipment, et cetera. That's been a specific challenge for us during the last 8+ months.
What's your guess as to when the pandemic could be over? How does the medical profession calculate such a thing?
You know, we are very hopeful. We're hopeful that we might even get some vaccine to IU Health Ball Hospital even before the end of this month for us to start vaccinating the highest priority people, which will be bedside care providers, long-term care facility providers, even as early as the end of November. So that is great news. Boy, I hope and pray that by midsummer of 2021, we'll begin to get a pretty good handle on what it's going to look like. This infection is not going to go away. I will be hard-pressed to believe we will cure this infection, though we may. So I believe at any one time, a year from now or 2 years from now, it's likely that we will still have people who are susceptible to and who will get a COVID infection. I will also be surprised if, much like we ask the general public to get a flu shot every year, that I will be surprised if we also don't end up getting a coronavirus vaccine every year.
So the difference between today and when the pandemic began is we have these vaccines, but we still need to practice social distancing, wear masks, and wash our hands.
The difference now is we do have a little light at the end of the tunnel. We're convinced we have effective vaccinations. So this holiday season is going to be a key to protect the viability of IU Health Ball Hospital and to stem the increasing positivity rates we've seen. So I implore the listening public to use great prudence through the holidays about staying isolated, protecting yourselves, washing your hands, wearing your mask everywhere that you go, and continuing to try to not be in large groups, which we know contribute. So this is the time for extra vigilance.
Dr. Jeffrey Bird of IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, thank you very much for being with us today.
Dan, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.